The first time it happened, I was 8 years old. It was a November morning. The street was black and shiny, swollen behind the windows wet with sleet. I saw myself in the window, a chubby, bad-tempered child. I pulled on wool socks too tight for my feet. A button was missing from my vest. Mother took a 5-mark bill out of her purse. I stuffed it in my sock. And that's when it happened. I wrote a sentence in my mind. She didn't want to wake up. I changed the sentence. She didn't want to get up yet. I added another sentence to the first. She was too tired to go to school. And then I improved the second sentence. She was just too tired to go to school. I looked triumphantly at Father, who was in his shirt sleeves, drinking black coffee and reading the Tuakansan Sanomat newspaper. Mother stood by the entryway mirror, spreading a touch of rouge from her lips to her cheeks as she hummed Harbour Nights. Neither of them noticed that I had become she, the one always under observation. The heat hadn't let up, even though it was already September. I'd been gone for 2 weeks. The linden trees of Pohjoisranta Street dangled their dusty leaves, tired and dispirited.